We've got Kathy, I'm hoping I've pronounced this right. Kathy Chillerstone is on the other end of this Skype. How are we doing with the pronunciation?
Yeah, you've got that spot on, Ian. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Really good. How are you keeping?
Yeah, we're all good. We're keeping busy, and I think that's the trick. It might be tiresome. It might be long days for a lot of people, but I think it's a good thing to keep yourself busy, keep your mind occupied.
Absolutely. Stay positive.
Now, you got in touch with me a couple of days ago, and you sent me an email and told me all about a wonderful candle. So go on, tell us all about your rainbow candles.
Sure, no problem. So my partner Dave and I, we run Chilly Winter from our workshop in our garden in Cowes. Dave's a key worker, he's actually at work at the moment, is a prison officer. In recent weeks, obviously, things have been incredibly challenging for everyone, and we wanted to change a little bit about what we do and how we do it as candle makers on the island, but also give back to our community. And Mountbatten and I have been in conversation earlier on this year in February about fundraising efforts. And because of the way that things have evolved, I've accelerated that really. And I think with the rainbows, you know, being drawn in chalk on the pavement and the kids drawing them and putting them up in their windows, that has really, it's really come to the fore as a symbol of unity and support for our key workers and hope. And a rainbow is really bright, and it does offer cheerfulness, and so does a candle, and especially candle light in the evenings. So I set about making some rainbow candles, and in Bellevue Road, where we live in Cowes, the whole street was really, really supportive and encouraging. So I thought, well, if I can sell 40 or 50 in my own street, then maybe it can go a little bit further. So basically, not for profit, we're working round the clock, and so far we've raised about £850 for Mountbatten. So from every single rainbow candle we sell, a direct donation of £2 or £3 goes direct to Mountbatten. So it's really, really good progress. We're aiming for a £2,000 target, which of course I'd like to smash that as best as we possibly can. But now is the time really for people to, you know, dig deep in their pockets. If they can find a few quid to help our cause along, then they are directly helping the key workers and the beneficiaries of Mountbatten, and all the good work that they do can continue.
Fantastic. It sounds, I've got a few questions, but it sounds brilliant, and way to go for raising that all that money. What was the target again? I just want to make a note of that.
Well, the target was originally £500, and then a neighbour of mine suggested £1,000, and I do like to work hard, and I do like to be as optimistic and stretch the boundaries as much as I can. So we've actually set our own pledge of £2,000 to Mountbatten and the Mountbatten community, and we're almost halfway to that. We're around about £850. Every couple of days I catch up on the admin, and we're around about £850 at the moment, and that's purely from the sales of our rainbow candles, predominantly from the Isle of Wight, but also further afield, people who've heard about our campaign. We've been sending them up to Scotland, Birmingham, London, Kent, Cornwall, all over the place, because they do offer a little bit of cheer and hope and light, as I say, having a rainbow candle, and specifically lighting it on a Thursday evening after we've had our clap and our cheer and we've come indoors. And you know, it's so uplifting when you're out on the street or leaning out of your windows and everyone's cheering and clapping and sometimes playing musical instruments, and you come back inside and there's this sort of moment where things slow down a bit, and it can really hit everyone hard. It's hitting us hard, it's hitting everyone we know really hard, that the realization of just how many lives have been affected and are continuing to be affected. And lighting that candle, I think, is also a sign of respect for the difficulties that people have experienced and will continue to experience, but especially our key workers.
Brilliant. I couldn't have put that better myself. You've got three variations of the candle. Tell us about the variations.
We've got three variations at the moment. We've got a fourth coming, which I can't tell you about because I don't let all of my secrets out all in one go. But as I say, I don't really like to sit still. I like to keep busy. We have a small rainbow candle. a large rainbow candle, but we also have a pair of tapered dip candles. So they're like tall dining candles. So they're all handmade from our workshop, as I say, in Cowes. They don't have any fragrances in them at all. A lot of our candles in our normal range are fragrance. We've got all sorts. But I understand that the beneficiaries and those receiving various treatments through Mountbatten are very sensitive to some of the fragrances, including natural essential oils that are in candles, and they're not allowed them. And really, to ensure that we can make this candle as accessible as possible, that's why we haven't fragranced it. So it's pure 100% soy wax in the small and the large candle, just with some bright dyes added to make it look pretty. The dip tapered candle is actually paraffin wax, because with that technique you can't use soy wax. And again, it's just that rainbow colouring, very similar to what you see on the cone outside St Mary's, actually, which isn't quite candle shape, but you know what I'm getting at.
Oh, brilliant. And you've got a fourth one on the go, and I can't get any information out of you for that one.
It'll be released hopefully over the weekend. We've been so well supported. Our printers have provided us with flyers and logos and stickers for our packaging and branding. Stephanie McCrill Photography, she's provided all of her photography in time, with support from Jenny Rook of Olive and Kitts as a stylist. They've given all their time free of charge to support this. We want to keep the costs as low as possible to maximise the donation to Mountbatten. So a huge thank you both to Raven Print Printers and Cowes, and also Stephanie McCrill Photography and Jenny Rook for their styling as well. A decent picture of a really beautiful candle does go a long way, and it catches people's eye. So that is a hugely important part of our marketing behind the campaign.
Brilliant. And we should point out as well that it's much, much, much safer than a lantern. Of course, people were lighting a couple of weeks ago, and the fire crew was asking them not to. So this is a perfect substitute, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember when those lanterns first came out about 20 years ago, and they're still used all around the world in various celebrations. They're really pretty, but they're really, really not safe for hedgerow life, farmers and what have you. So, yes, this offers a completely safe alternative in a glass jar. We also sell beautiful little ceramic candle holders. They're what we call a Wee Willy Winky candle holder for the tall dining candles. They're actually handmade on the Isle of Wight as well by Firestone Studios, Kirsty from Firestone Studios in Haven Street. So a big shout out to Kirsty as well for supporting our campaign behind the scenes.
Hey, look, I want to offer you a free lockdown commercial promoting this candle and promoting the fact that funds are going towards the Mountbatten Hospice.
Oh my goodness, that would be amazing.
So all you've got to do is come up with a 30-second script. You can either voice it yourself, which I think you'd be perfect to do, or you can send us a script and we'll do it for you. But 30 seconds, telling us all about the candle, how can we get hold of the candle, which is something we should talk about, because I don't think we've actually mentioned that yet. How do we get hold of it? Is there a waiting list and so on? But commercial, 30-second script, you come up with a script and we can book you in to do another session like we're doing now, and you can voice it, I'll record it, and we'll mix it up. But there's one thing that you've got to put in there, and that is the fourth candle. I'll swear myself to secrecy, okay? We'll only, you know, when the candle's ready, it will be in the commercial and on and running during lockdown.
Yeah, lovely. Ian, I'm absolutely bowled over. I really, really appreciate the support that you're giving us in this airtime today as well. A little bit of support from everyone around our community, you know, I hope together has a really big impact. A lot of people on our island, they don't really know what we do or that we've even existed. And if we can reach out to as many of those people as we can, then fantastic. And yeah, you got me all welled up. So thanks for that this morning.
Sorry.
Is it too early for a brandy? I think it is.
It's perfect timing, actually.
But coming back to your question about progress, I'd absolutely love to report in with you on a regular basis to let you know how we're doing and how our fundraising target's going. In terms of where people can get them from, obviously our normally 18 stockists on the island, the vast majority of them are shut because they're retail-based outlets, or those that are open, of course, they're focusing on produce and fresh food and the delivery of that and not candles. So you can order direct through our website, and that's where we're taking most of our orders, which is www.chillywinter.co.uk. That's the easiest way for us to manage the volume that's coming through. There has been a backlog a couple of times. We've shifted a lot of those backlogs now, so there's usually only about a day or two delay for dispatch. I've got some wonderful friends on the island who, of course, ensuring social distancing rules are in place, have been brilliant at hand delivering some of the candles all over the island for me, keeping them busy, keeping them out of the house and entertained. But also bringing people's orders direct to the door and having a 5-minute conversation as well, which is so important. I think we're all missing that that face-to-face sort of random conversation we normally have in the street, or bumping into people that we've never met before or might have seen 5 years previously. And those little moments of conversation door to door, I think, go a really long way to keeping it real, keeping, you know, us all grounded, but also lifting one another's spirits as we go around the island, either posting or hand delivering these candles. It's just lovely to feel that sense of community and support and unity, and of course hope, which is what this Light a Candle campaign is all about.
Brilliant, good for you. And how much are the candles?
The candles are £8 a pair for the dining taper candles. They burn for about 4 hours each. The large candles are £10 with £3 going direct to Mountbatten. And the small candles are £6 with £2 going directly to Mountbatten.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, I'll place an order at www.chillywinter.co.uk/shop. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And of course, we do understand that a lot of people may not have access to the internet, or they may not trust online payment facilities. That's absolutely fine. You can give us a call on 07912 946 574. And I'll happily take your order by telephone, and I can send you a secure link instead of using our website as an alternative through the company SumUp.
Brilliant. Hey, look, it's great to talk to you. Good luck. More power to your elbow. Don't forget that 30-second script. When you've done it, we'll set up a time, and hopefully that'll be, you know, at some point over the weekend it'll be good, or even later today if you want.
I'll sort it out later on today. And, you know, there's never a dull moment over here at Chilly Winter HQ in Cowes. Ian, I'm over the moon. Thank you so much for your support. Really, really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.